All right. Good evening, everyone. Just to share with you a short insight on Bedikas Chametz. We know that tonight we have the incredible privilege, mitzvah, and obligation to go ahead and search our homes for Chametz. So the Ramah in Tinin Taf Lamed Beis quotes the custom that is contemporarily relevant. V'noagim lahaniach pesisei chametz b'makom shimtzaim habodeg. Now remember again, bedikas chametz often poses a very simple logistical issue, which is that in most homes, the process for searching for chametz has already been going on for a while. So the notion of the night before Pesach that I'm supposed to search for chametz seems a bit strange, being that all of the chametz has already been found and most of it already disposed of. Therefore, says the Ramah, the minog is that we place pieces of bread. Actually, interesting enough, the Ramah doesn't go ahead and quote the number. Based on the minog of the Arizal, the number comes to 10. So the Ramah writes that the custom is to place pieces of bread b'makom shimtzaim abodek, in a place where the searcher will find them, in order that one's bracha not be in vain. Because since I'm making the bracha of al bior chametz tonight, if I don't find anything, the Ramah seems to be concerned that my bracha will be a bracha vain, a bracha levatala. Therefore, again, essentially, it's a setup. It's a chametz setup. I put out the bread is there, I know that I'm going to find it, no bracha levatala. So the Chabina Rav asks a very simple question. He says, Eich toil itzazu lahatzila sabotik mi bracha levatala, v'halo ein zekim ha'arama ba'alma. So Chabina says, what are you doing over here? What do you mean it's not bracha levatala? Because I go ahead and I actively put out bread that I know that I'm going to find. Again, I'm not really searching anything out. I'm not finding anything that I didn't know about beforehand. So the Chabina Rav has to say something very beautiful. He quotes actually from the episode in the end of Parshas Miketz, where Yosef plants the goblet in Binyamin's sack. Remember again, this was the setup. And remember when Yosef sends his emissary, his messenger, to go and search out all of the sacks of the brothers. So the messenger purposely begins from the sack of Reuven and makes his way down to the sack of Binyamin. Even though what? Even though he knew from the beginning that the goblet was placed in the sack of Binyamin. So the Chabin Rav says something amazing. He says, V'nira mikan, Deshapir shayach lashon chipos gam kaasher apia ms yodim heichal munach achevetz. So the Chabina Rav says, you see from this episode that the lashon of the pasuk is vayichapes bigadol echal ubekatan kalivay matzei, that literally the messenger began to search out in the sack of the oldest brother Reuven and went brother after brother after brother. Even though what? Even though the messenger knew exactly where the goblet was. Yet the Torah still calls such a process a chipus. Torah calls such a process a searching. Therefore, says the Chabina Rav, even though we know we're replacing the bread and know exactly where to look, it's still called the chipus. But then, this is in the Haggadah Berachaim, the Lover Rebbe. He quotes a beautiful idea by the Pnei Menachem, by the Rebbe of Gur. And the Rebbe says the following. He says, Dihine, komi asher naga yiras alukim bilavavo. This is part of a much bigger discussion that chametz in general is really, chametz is supposed to represent the Yetzirah, supposed to represent all of the averos, all of the negative inclinations, the negative desires that an individual has, and the process of searching and ultimately destroying chametz represents a cheshbon nefesh, a contemplation, understanding of my faults and a purging myself of all that negativity. And the Pnei Menachem Niger Rebbe says something amazing. He says, "Hari Hakadosh Baruch Hu hichnis es hayetzahara ubiyado gam lahotzio." But the Pnei Menachem writes, he says, the good news is that it's the Ribono Shel Olam who planted the Yetzirah inside of me, and it's the Ribono Shel Olam who has the ability to extract it from me. Dumya de pesisei chametz shehuchnusu l'sham bekavana tchila ubekalus efshar lahotzio misham. So the Pnei Menachem says so beautifully, this is the symbolism of tonight's bedika. Why do we put out the 10 pieces of bread? So yes, according to the Ramah on the simple level, in order to avoid bracha levatala, in order to avoid an unnecessary bracha. Ultimately, again, is that really considered a searching? Says the Chabina Rav, yes, because we see the Torah use lashon of chipos, of searching, by the messengers when they were searching all the sacks of Yosef's brothers, even though they knew exactly what it was that they were looking for. Going through the process of searching is also called a searching. But says the Gereb on a beautiful hashkafic level, the bedika itself contains for us an incredible message. The same way that we put out the bread, and I know exactly where it is, and I go around and I pick it back up, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, You placed the chametz inside of us. You placed the Yetzer Hara. You created us. You created us with our frailties, with our shortcomings. So Ribono Shel Olam, if you put it there, then help us get it out. If you put it in, then join, then partner with us to extract it from us. The same way we're going to put out the pieces of bread, and I'm going to take achrayis to find each of them, to search for them, to find them, and to burn them tomorrow. Ribono Shel Olam, you put the chametz in each of us. Help us extract it. Help us find it. Help us purge ourselves of all the negative things with which we struggle. So we should all be zochem yaretz Hashem to be able to perform the mitzvah of bedikah in the right way. We should be zochem yaretz Hashem to be able to search out active chametz. We should be zochem yaretz Hashem to have incredible siyata d'shmaya and divine partnership to be able to isolate, to locate, to identify the chametz within, and in yaretz Hashem to be mevarit from ourselves as well. Rabbi Chanan given Akash Omer Shabbat Luzakov says Yisrael Lefichach Heber Lahem to Mitzvah Shnei Amar Denechvitz Mansitko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.